Hello, welcome to Category 5 Coffee Break. I'm BP9. Hello. And we're very happy to have Robert Kay back with us. He's over here if my screen is correct. So give us a wave, Robert.
Hey, good morning.
Or not. That's fine. Oh, there you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. And then up on the top left, way up there, should Peter. Hello, Peter. Sorry.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Can I make
let me get the actions out first and then get started, okay? So, up here would be Doug. Hello, Doug. And then we've got over this side with Solbu. Give us a wave, Solbu. Thank you, sir.
Live long and prosper.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Live long and prosper. There you go. Wait, let me get that right. There it is. Almost there.
Not everyone.
I mean, I practice.
It takes a little training. I didn't manage it at first either, but
I'm out of practice. I'm out of practice. All right. My thing a little bit, so I hope you all can see and hear me. Okay. Robert, it's a real pleasure to have you back for the discussion.
Thank you.
I have more questions, but I'm going to let everybody else have a go first this time, because I monopolised you quite a bit last time. So, Peter, I think you had a question. Did you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I wanted. I've been messing around for 20 years or so. I went to and working on some processing. All right, with the audio and with it. I've been working on some audio processing. I want to show you. See if anybody hears the difference, okay? I'm doing it from another laptop. Forgive me for this, okay? I'll do it now. This is the old one, okay? Okay, this is the old one.
Mm-hmm. Robert is enjoying the wind, I hear.
All right, while he's doing that.
While he's doing that,
we might just talk with Robert.
Let me move to this. So there's no wind.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, Peter, can you hear us? Your first microphone test is way better than the one you just now did, because the one you just now did sounds very mechanical and very soft.
I think that was a playback, actually.
Okay. In any case. Yeah, you're right. It might be a mechanical recording or something. Okay, we're not going to, Peter. I need to respect Robert's time here, so we're going to continue on with the discussion. Crypto.
As opposed to the rest of us.
You didn't hear the real one. Glad you played the real one, then.
We heard it. We heard it fine, Peter. But I need to respect Robert's time here. Well, that wasn't the intent, but okay. All right. Who else had some questions for Robert? Doug, how did you did you have some questions? I know you were we were having a chat prior to starting the meeting.
I asked Robert a question and got my answer.
Good.
Franken doesn't work in the U.S., so I asked him or doesn't work in New York State rather. So I asked him for a secondary recommendation. He gave me an exchange finance, BINANCE.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, .us.
Got it. So BINANCE.US.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's for the Americans.
Okay. So for Kraken, do they insist on a street address when they do the address verification? Does that work?
Yeah, that's the first time when you log into one of these exchanges, they need to do a so-called KYC, which banks also have to do. So they need to register that it's really you doing the transaction. And as you're only transferring fiat, so US dollar, for example, into that account so that you can start trading with cryptos, then you need to go through KYC exchange. And the best ones is definitely Kraken and Binance. And if that fails, then really last resort is Coinbase. That's from my point of view.
So what do you have to provide in order for KYC to work?
With Kraken, it is a passport or driver license and address, but they don't verify the address, and you have to take a picture of yourself. And if you want to have larger amounts, then you also have to verify the address.
Interesting. Okay. Sobu, did you have any questions?
If I had any, Robert?
Do you have any questions for Robert?
No, I have a long time ago decided that I'm not getting into the virtual currency market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
unless it is mandated, by which there is a very little chance of.
Unless it is what?
Mandated by our government, then I would have to. But until that happens, and it's a very low probability of that happens, I'm not getting into it.
I would, See, the more I research it, again, I've not dipped my toes into it either, but the more I research it, the more that it seems like this is an investment, i.e. a gamble. It really is. You are gambling that the price of the cryptocurrency will go up over time.
Yeah, and I'm not a gambler.
Well, any time you invest in the stocks and shares and maybe principles or whatever, you are in the same boat, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I have no stocks of any kind. For the same reason that I do not gamble with my money in any kind of market. So I have a hard cash, and I have a bank account, and a few debit cards, and that's it. I have no plans to
okay. Change. Okay.
But let me just inject in here, because there are two aspects. One, of course, is the investment side, which is at the moment really interesting because of the bull market that we have. But I understand your point of view. But what will come is the technology of cryptocurrencies. Yeah, so all the banks, even in Europe, all the banks are currently investigating the technology of cryptocurrencies, and it will come directly or indirectly. And of course you can wait until something happens, but the more you're prepared and the more you know about how this technology works, the easier it will be for you. So dipping your toes is definitely recommended. What is a private key? What's a public key? How does a blockchain work? All those things. I would just take a look into that. It doesn't mean you have to invest.
Yeah.
How would you learn about blockchain?
I know how it works, but I'm not getting into it for the plain and simple reason that the two reasons. One, I don't gamble, so it's no investment opportunity for me, and I don't trust it with my money.
That's what I did exactly. That's what I didn't mean. You don't have to put money in. Just learn how the technology works.
Yeah.
Because it will come. It's like the internet.
Yeah.
It's like the internet in the 92, 93. Yeah, you were also had the option of getting involved in doing something and maybe programming a website in HTML. But it's a technology that will change the finance world. Yeah, like very.
How much do you learn about the blockchain when you invest like that, though? I
mean, no, you don't have to invest.
You learn how to operate it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to invest a penny in cryptos. It's just technology. Like, for example, finance. Yeah, how is finance going to? Yeah, like loans, and all those things. It will have an effect in your life, whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to put money into it. Yeah, with zero money, you can check these things out.
Yeah, but I think, Bipin, I wanted, when you do invest, how does that help you learn about how it works?
If you want to invest,
right,
you need to make errors, because And this industry is completely different to the traditional industry of investing in shares. Yeah, so this is driven. I mean, I don't know if you've been able to follow the GME Reddit thing last week.
Yeah.
That's crypto. Okay, so it's driven by memes. It's driven by young people. I'm well outside of the average age of crypto people. Average age is around 27, 28. And they think completely different than the traditional ones. So if I would go to my uncle, he would say, yeah, I buy in gold and that's it. I will only invest in gold. The young people will say, what can I do with gold? I want to have something that's digital that I can trade at any time, at any moment. So there is the change in mindset. And so that's where you have to learn how to operate in that field. And it's very simple, basically. You have to check who is currently and this is applicable only to the current bull market. When the bear market comes, it's a different thing. So the current bull market, you have to see who is currently pushing what coin. You make a list of those. Yeah, because if nobody's pushing a coin, if you find something like, no, not giving any names, if you find a coin that you like and nobody's pushing it, it will not have an effect on your on the increment of the price. So you have to check who is currently pushing it. Then what industry is it in? Yeah, because not every industry is currently of interest in the cryptos investment side. Who's involved? How many people are programming? It's all done through one website. So you go to CoinGecko, you select those coins, and you've got all the information there. So it's much easier than the traditional market that is driven by some people in Wall Street or any other exchange. But you have to really learn that first. I made a video, I think, 6 weeks ago or so on how to do a research on a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I remember catching that Crypto Corner episode. That was very interesting. And one of the things that I noted about your episodes is they do focus on doing the research and doing the and researching via CoinGecko and all the others. But they don't really talk very much about how to get involved, how to get started in the first place. Things that the questions Doug and I had last week were how to get a wallet, how to build a wallet, what software to use, is hardware wallets or software wallets the best option? You know, things like that. Those are the sorts of practical things that I like to try and figure out.
That's from my point of view already for advanced. If you're complete
really?
New, yeah. If you're complete newb, you have to go through a process. If you're complete newb, just identify a few coins. I recommend only top 10, and maybe only Ethereum and Bitcoin because they are the most stable ones. Go into an exchange, open an account in exchange, buy them there, and leave them there. Yeah, so if you go to an exchange like Kraken, then it's not an issue. They're FDIC insured, so your investment will be secured up to $250,000. But that's the first step. And then the second step is learning how this whole eco-environment works. Yeah, and then you need to get involved into what a wallet is, which is the right wallet. Do I need to have hardware or software wallet? That's for advanced.
Those first steps, though, when you very first get build or create your Kraken account, whatever exchange you choose to use, when you buy crypto and you spend the fiat currency to buy the crypto. You must have already created a key, right?
There was a blip in the line.
You must have already created a key in order to receive that cryptocurrency. If not,
yeah.
where does that cryptocurrency live?
It lives on the exchange. And so when you buy something with fiat, you're not confronted with any keys. You just go into the exchange. You say, I've got $200 or $2,000 and I want to buy Bitcoin. That's all there is. So you will not be confronted with any keys. The keys are only of interest when you transfer the financial value of a currency into another wallet or another person.
But so that's how do you get access to that cryptocurrency that you just bought?
They have got a wallet for you. So if you go into Kraken, it's called funding. So they don't call it wallet, they call it funding. And you click on funding and you'll see then your Bitcoin in there. And then if you want to send it to somebody else or you want to receive, yeah, let's say I want to send you some Bitcoin, then you click on receive and then you'll see the public key or the public address, it's called. And you give me that and then I can do the transfer.
So they're holding on to the crypto in a wallet of their own that you just happen to have access to.
Correct.
So one of the things that you say on your that you have a sign on your podcast, your Crypto Corner podcast, is not your keys, not your coins. Does that apply here?
It applies in general, yeah. But if you're a complete beginner, that's too much. Yeah, so I would really just get the toes wet, buy some cryptocurrency, and have it on the exchange, and then start learning from there. Yeah. So. Ultimately, of course, you're only the owner of a currency if you've got them on your private, on your wallet, your own wallet with your own keys. Mm-hmm. And somebody like Kraken, Coinbase, Binance, they don't give you the private key because it's their risk at the end. So they only give you the public key. So it's basically an IOU like with your money in the bank account. Yeah, mm-hmm. They don't give you the money directly. It's an IOU and they do then fractional banking with your money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So so if you choose to then transfer some funds from the Kraken wallet into your own wallet, you would need to initiate that transfer at Kraken then, correct?
Correct, yeah. So you go into your own mm-hmm. wallet, you click there on receive, and then that will give you the public address of your own wallet. You take that address, you go into Kraken, you click there on send because you want to send your money. You enter your address in there, you click send. You need to go through some routines like two-factor authentication and so on. And that's it.
Okay.
And that's step two. You know, step one is definitely only getting an account on Kraken or Binance and getting some currency, learning more about the basics, and then really transferring it. And hopefully making errors along the way, because I learned in this industry, you only learn through making mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And one mistake that people can do is to forget the password to
the wallet.
Yeah. There's a story that came this week or something, or a few weeks ago, but a German programmer who lost the password to a wallet that that he's had for many years, and he have a few bitcoins there which he received for creating a video in 2011 when the price of a bitcoin was quite low, and he has two tries left to figure out the password, and if he doesn't remember the password, then he loses $220 million US dollars worth of Bitcoin money just for forgetting the password. So select a password that you are able to know what is.
You know what the biggest mistake is in this industry? It's not so much the password, and password is an issue, but the biggest one is greed.
Yeah.
Because people, they see that, like with Dogecoin, you know, where then Elon Musk pushes Dogecoin and this thing goes up 200%. And that's the biggest problem from the investment side. I know that's not that much interest to you, but that's the biggest problem in the industry, that people are too greedy.
Well, it may be interesting because, you know, you can choose between buying perhaps precious metals like gold or silver or whatever versus Bitcoin or maybe both. I don't know. Again, even with gold or silver, you are gambling that the price of gold and silver will continue to increase over time. And there is so much hype in the media that you don't know what to believe. So I don't know how you do that research. Who do you believe and who do you trust?
That's simple. I mean, for me, because it's my investment is with gold, I'm not in control of the market. I don't know what's going on. I only have to hope that the price will go up. It's like going to a horse race and hoping that one horse will win without knowing anything about the horse race. With cryptos,
that's even true of crypto though, right?
No, with cryptos, you can, because everything is done through the computer. The research and everything, I can predict more or less pretty precisely which coin will go up next week and which one will not go up.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just by listening to Twitter, because everything, the 90% of the communication is done through Twitter and mm-hmm. Telegram. Not Facebook, okay. Not Reddit, Twitter and Telegram. Everything happens there. And then if an influencer on top of that pushes something, then you know this thing will go up. Yeah, and it was visible with Bitcoin, where you had two titans, billionaires, pushing Bitcoin, and the price didn't move after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when Elon Musk put Bitcoin in his Twitter handle, mm-hmm. the price didn't really move since then. So, but you know that will have an impact in the short term. So you know that if you put money into Bitcoin, that it will have a positive impact to your portfolio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with traditional shares, you're not in control, because there are plenty of people that manipulate that industry, as we've seen recently, and yes, you can't do anything about it. With cryptos, it's different. This thing is global, you know. That's in addition. So it might be something attractive to China, and you don't know about it. And so mm-hmm. the price has got an impact. So you need to be open-minded in that sense. It's going to change our world.
Speaking of greed, it reminds me of a story of a good friend of mine. This is a 25-year-old story, long before any of us had internet. He used to pick a lottery ticket number. He was playing. He was he has an avid soccer fan, or football, as we call it in Europe. And he was each week he was betting on what team would win and so on. And one of the we were visiting him, a few friends one day, and one of them noticed he had a few coupons with the teams and so on for this week. And he one of them asked if he used to if he had any money out of it, if he ever won something. And he smiled and he said, "No, for that I have to turn it in, and that costs money." No, no. he said that if he had turned it in every week and paid for having it in, he could have a few million
Are you talking about? Are you talking about lottery there, Solbu, or are you talking about? Well, okay.
Yeah,
and we already know the odds for lottery are that you're going to lose. I mean,
yeah, but
you put money in every week. You know you're going to lose.
Yeah, but it is not a lottery. It is a betting on a football team in each week, 12 football matches. I don't know the
comparison with a horse race, right? I mean, it's the same deal.
Something like that. And he was quite good at it at the time, but he had no interest in paying money for doing it. It was just mm-hmm. his. There are people who are quite happily to bet on or play on. To see where the satisfaction of knowing that they're right, or the challenge of how to get it right is.
Solbu, you make a very good point, actually, because you know, in high school or college or whatever, one of the things that they teach in economics would be pick. Here's the stock market. You have a fake bank account with $100 in it.
Yeah.
It is your job to follow the prices of whatever stocks you want to follow in an attempt to make your fake bank account increase in value. Yeah. And that's a good life lesson right there, because that is exactly what you, Robert, are proposing we do, right? The research, et cetera, you make predictions and see if they come out right. And you can do that without even spending a penny.
Yeah, with the difference that this market, the crypto market, is a new market. So that's why the growth is so huge.
Mm.
And it's there.
Things change very quickly. Prices change very quickly. So it behooves you to jump on there, you know, if you want to make a one of the comments you made, and we have to get ready to close this down because we've already been going for half an hour, if you can believe that. But I know it's crazy, isn't it? But one of the things you said last week, Robert, was always, you know, don't bet on greed, but always take profits, even in both markets. The question yep. there is, it's easy to take a profit when prices are going up. You just have to decide when to get out. It's the same rule, right? Same as with shares, buy low, sell high. But if prices are plummeting, how do you decide when to get out?
Yeah, that's
don't want to hang on for too long.
Yeah, that's an important lesson that everybody makes when you come new into this market because of greed.
Mm.
You have to learn to take profits when this thing goes up, but also when it goes down. And so if the price goes down 10%, you just take profits and put them on the side.
Right.
Because after a bull market, there will be a bear market.
Yeah, I heard stories about that in the GameStop debacle that happened just a few weeks ago.
We can't go for much longer, Solbu. We're going to have to close it down here soon.
One sentence. And an article wrote about it, and a few of those who had participated in the buildup of these stocks had sold out way before it reached the very top. And many of them said that now they could pay off their children's scholarship funds, and they had earned a lot of money, and then they didn't expect to do that. So they were selling out while they still had some profit to sell in. So you don't have to go to the very top in order to earn a little bit.
Oh, no, absolutely. All right. Well, as usual, we've run out of time, but we haven't run out of questions because I had I had lots more questions. But you know, we'll have to hold that off for another coffee break. I'm afraid I had questions about all kinds of stuff, but that will have to wait for another coffee break. Robert, again, you are welcome to join us anytime.
Yeah, if not, DM me directly. If it's urgent or so, just contact me.
Oh, sure.
I'll take care of you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. All right. Thank you so much again. Peter, I don't know if you're even – I see you in shot there, just in the very right-hand side there. Are you listening or no? I guess not. Okay. Well, all right. Have a good afternoon, everybody. Enjoyed the discussion. And, Robert, thank you again for joining us. As I said before, you are welcome anytime, and I would love to pick your brain some more for sure. So
always
have a great afternoon, and I will see you next week. Take
Live
care,
long
everybody.
And prosper.
Live long and prosper. So I'm not going to do it this time. I'll mess it up. See you later. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.